On Tuesday, the Labor Department reported that employers added nearly 1 million fewer jobs than first estimated in the year ending March 2025. That suggests the U.S. job market was much weaker in 2024 and early this year than previously thought. The annual revision, designed to better account for business openings and closures, showed steep shortfalls in several industries, with leisure and hospitality, professional and business services, and retail all reporting losses in the six-figure range. The downward revision comes on top of slowing job growth this summer, with just 22,000 jobs added in August and earlier cuts to May and June payrolls, a sharp drop from previous years. Virginia Democrat Don Beyer, ranking member on the Joint Economic Committee, said the U.S. actually lost 13,000 jobs in June. And despite Trump's promises to boost manufacturing, that sector has now shed 78,000 jobs this year. Economists say it shows the labor market entered 2025 with less momentum. The weaker outlook is adding pressure on the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates in hopes of reviving growth. Meanwhile, scrutiny of the Bureau of Labor Statistics is intensifying. The Labor Department's Inspector General has announced an audit of both employment and inflation reports, citing challenges in collecting reliable data. Agency statisticians have faced fewer employee survey responses, while budgets have fallen 16% since 2009. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Tuesday, the revisions underscored the need for new leadership to restore trust and confidence in the data relied upon by markets, businesses, and families.
This was one of the biggest revisions in absolute terms in decades. In the benchmark year, March 2024 to 2025, shows that the job growth was vastly weaker during the Biden administration than ever previously reported. Between this revision and last year's, job growth was actually overstated by approximately 2 million jobs. And the Biden administration stood up here and vouched for that data and told you that data was real. And when President Trump calls into question the veracity of that data, like he did before he took the oath of office, and even now as president of the United States, he was ridiculed for that. And turns out this revision proves two things. Number one, the president was right. And this is why we need new leadership at the Fed. And this makes it very clear that President Trump inherited a much worse economy by the Biden administration than ever reported. And it also proves that the Federal Reserve is holding our monetary policy far too restrictive. Interest rates are too high. The Fed needs to cut the rates because of the mess that we inherited.
When asked when the numbers could be expected to improve, Leavitt declined to comment and instead questioned their accuracy.
We need truthful and honest data, which is why the president took the monumental step to try and appoint and confirm new leadership at the BLS so we can have data that we can actually rely on.
President Donald Trump has also denounced the revisions, accusing the Bureau of mismanaging the nation's data. Last month, he fired the agency's commissioner and nominated E.J. Antony, chief economist at the Conservative Heritage Foundation, as a replacement. Unlike many of his predecessors who were career technocrats, Antony has been openly partisan in his economic commentary. But Representative Don Beyer, the senior House Democrat on the Joint Economic Committee, criticized Trump's mixed messaging, saying, quote, "No amount of window dressing will change the fact that Trump's tariffs are grinding our economy into the ground." For KPFA, I'm Jacques Leiberger-Martel.